with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Vladimir Putin extended his reign over Russia in a landslide election whose outcome was never in doubt, declaring his determination Monday to advance deeper into Ukraine and dangling new threats against Russia. Correspondent Jim Heintz reports Russia is likely to continue to test the NATO alliance.
There's speculation that Russia could attempt some sort of test of NATO's resolve by launching an attack on a NATO country, not necessarily with troops, but possibly through cyber attacks.
Some Russians heeded a call to protest Putin's repression and his war in Ukraine by showing up at polling stations at noon on Sunday. Israel has agreed to send officials to Washington to discuss a possible military operation in the Gaza city of Rafah. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a phone call with Israel's prime minister, President Biden asked for a team of Israeli officials to visit Washington in the coming days.
Prime minister agreed that he would send a team. Obviously, he has his own point of view on a Rafah operation, but he agreed that he would send a team to Washington.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the administration will use the meeting to express its concerns about the impact on civilians in Rafah if Israel carries out a major ground invasion. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court on Monday has extended its block for now on a Texas law that would give police broad powers to arrest migrants suspected of illegally entering the U.S., while a legal battle it sparked over immigration authority plays out. Opponents have called the law, known as Senate Bill 4, the most dramatic attempt by a state to police immigration since an Arizona law more than a decade ago, portions of which were struck down by the Supreme Court. On Wall Street, the Dow by 75 points. This is SRN News. The National Right to Life Committee condemns Vice President Harris's abortion clinic visit.
The head of the NRLC says the vice president's tour of an abortion clinic in Minnesota last week is another extreme example of this administration's obsession with unlimited abortion. Carol Tobias said abortion rights is a cornerstone issue for the Biden White House and that no other presidential administration has been as focused on promoting abortion as this one. The White House said Harris's visit marked the first time a sitting president or vice president toured an abortion clinic. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Former Disney Channel actress Olivia Rodrigo is promoting abortion access on her concert tour. According to National Review, the 21-year-old singer distributed free abortion pills at a concert in St. Louis, Missouri last week. Rodrigo's also donating a portion of proceeds from ticket sales to support her new initiative that promotes reproductive health freedom. This is SRN News. A former NASA space pioneer has died in Florida.
An Air Force pilot in the 50s, Stafford went on to become an astronaut flying Gemini and Apollo missions, including commanding the dress rehearsal for the 1969 moon landing. His final space trip, 1975, docking with a Soviet spacecraft in orbit.
Moscow is go for docking. Houston is go for docking. It's up to you guys. Have fun.
Alrighty, sounds good.
Stafford became the first American to shake hands with a Soviet counterpart in space. Later, NASA relied on Stafford's expertise for returning to space after the Columbia explosion and planning missions to Mars. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Sports Illustrated will continue operations after the company that owns the brand agreed with a new publisher for its print and digital products. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.